helping families be happy.
Welcome to the Helping Families Be Happy podcast, where we explore the often messy world of family, love, and relationships.
I am your host, Dr. Carla Marie Manley, a practicing clinical psychologist, wellness advocate, and author based in Sonoma County, California. I've teamed up with Familius Publishing to bring you nourishing, real-life information about love, family, relationships, and life. And now I'm thrilled to introduce today's guest, certified grief counselor and author, Mary Potter Kenyon, who will be talking with us about expressive writing for healing. Journal your way from grief to hope.
So tell me a little bit about your book, The Expressive Writing for Healing, Journal Your Way from Grief to Hope. What brought you to write this book?
Well, I thought because I was a writer that I was drawn to journaling after my husband died. I'd never journaled before that. I wrote letters, but I wasn't really a journaler. And I thought, well, it's natural for me to be drawn to writing and journaling my way through this grief experience. But it was only later that I found out the science behind expressive writing and how helpful it is for anybody, not just writers, to write your way through some of the tough life experiences. So I did a little research and started doing expressive writing for healing workshops for grief support groups. And now I do them just for anybody who wants to, through divorce, through whatever it is you're going through. There is a science behind the fact that writing helps us heal.
And so I love that you brought up that piece that your grief work takes you beyond the experience of losing a loved one to death, right? Mm-hmm. That you're also talking about grief in the context of losing a loved one through a divorce, mm-hmm, or other life changes. Could you talk a little bit more about that for our listeners?
Well, at first I thought it was just for the grieving of losing a loved one. And then as I talked to people who have lost a job or lost something else in their life, I realized and looked at the science too behind that this act of writing. I mean, it seems so simple, right? You just write your way through something. And then some people would say, oh, wait, I don't want anybody ever see this. I don't want them to know that, you know, this has been so tough on me or that. And I said, well, you can rip it up when you're done with it, because it's actually the act of writing that they found to be a source of healing. So it does apply to whatever loss. And here's the thing, you don't have to write just about the bad stuff and just about the tough stuff to have writing benefit you emotionally. It's good stuff too. I mean, if we write our way through the good stuff, that there's something about that that is helping us process things, helping us deal with things, just if we can write about these things. I've always thought I was a failure because I didn't know how to like do meditation or spend that quiet time that so many people are so good at doing. But then when I heard that letter writing is a form of meditation, or writing is a form of meditation, I thought, hey, you know, I can sit there and write for 2-3 hours in a row and the time just flies by. And that is a form of meditation for me. And it's a form of slowing down. And that's why I do encourage people to at least try it with their handwriting and not necessarily on the computer, because just that slower pace of the act of handwriting is also part of this. So yes, you can get some benefits if you use the computer for journaling or you use a computer for writing, but you'll get even more benefits if you are using your handwriting.
And that makes perfect sense. And I also like that you highlight the piece about letter writing being a form of meditation, because so many people think that meditation means that you must sit in quiet, mm-hmm, free of distraction, free of thought, free of movement. And indeed, meditation, yes, traditional meditation is that when we sit and we try and, you know, not have too many thoughts come in and detach from them. But also, you're so right. I believe in the same thing, that meditation can come in the form of writing, crocheting, walking, raking leaves, anything that allows us to slow down and detach from that busy mind. And yeah. I'm looking at a piece of your research, and I think listeners will love this. Mary, your book is just, it's just wonderful. Mm-hmm. It offers so much support. But there, you're talking about a study where 50 middle-aged professionals were terminated from a large company, and they were split into two groups. The first group wrote for 30 minutes a day, 5 days in a row, about the experience of being fired. The second group wrote for the same period on an unrelated topic, so they weren't processing having been let go. Within 3 months, 27% of the expressive writers had landed a job, compared with less than 5% of the participants in the control group. I think that's stunning.
Yes. And with the college students, they found when they gave them the same type of assignment, half of them would write about the tough stuff they were going through or things that were bothering them. And the other half of the group could write about whatever they wanted to. Months later, those who had written were seeing a doctor less often than those who had not been writing about this stuff. So there's something to it. It sounds way too simple, but the study after study after study has proven, well, even writing thank you notes showing gratitude 3 weeks later, they have shown that because you've been writing thank you notes, your emotional state is better, your physical is better. I mean, it's just, it's mind-boggling if you think that something so simple could be so broad in helping people. I personally have kept my journals since, I think I've got like 9 of them now since my husband died in 2012. And I will go back and I will look at those first ones, because the first one that I filled, it's probably within 3 months and I filled a journal. And yes, it is painful to kind of look back and see, you know, what I was feeling like, but I can also see how much better I'm doing now. I can see it. And what helped me then helps me now. So when I found somebody, like I'll read other books about people who have lost a spouse, and something they say is like so profound, I would write it in my journal. And so I can look at that now today, and it still helps me. It helps me now. So I like keeping my journals and looking back at them and seeing how much better I'm doing. And also because I could easily, when I know somebody else who loses a spouse, I can easily lead them to the books that help me. I can easily lead them to the Bible verses that help me, because it's right there. It's written down. And for my writing, I didn't have to go back in my head and think, when was that I did that? Or, you know, how was I doing at week 10? I could look exactly at week 10 and see how I was doing. And I wasn't doing good at week 10. So when I later wrote a book, Refined by Fire, about losing a spouse, I put that journal entry in there at week 10, because I thought there's a lot of people around week 10 that are going to be looking for a book that will help them and maybe think there's something wrong with them because they're crying in the peanut butter aisle at the grocery store, because they bolted out of church, that there's something wrong with them. But then they can see, oh no, this woman at week 10 was like this. She was falling apart. She was crying in the grocery store. She couldn't stay. And so maybe I'm okay. Maybe I'm going to be okay because she's okay now. You know, so for writers, especially if you keep those journal entries and you keep those, you can look back and use some of those pieces to help other people down this path or to see where you were at this time or what you were doing at this time. So that was a long-winded answer to a question that you didn't really ask, but that's what I found.
It's a beautiful and necessary piece. Thank you so much for sharing it, because I really hear you. It's not simply a journal. It's also a memoir. Mm-hmm. It is also a tool for being able to share a piece of yourself with others in an empathic way that says, wait a minute, I've been there too. I get mm-hmm. you. I'm with you. And it's so interesting that you say the piece about, you know, breaking down in the peanut butter, mm-hmm. as you're looking for peanut butter, you know, triggered a memory in me when I lost mm-hmm. my mom, who was, you know, one of my best friends. And it was ages after, it felt like ages after she died, ages, but yet a blink of an eye, where mm-hmm. I was in the drugstore and I saw a woman, gray hair, same build as my mom. And I started crying and I went up to her and the words just popped out. You look like my mother. I know you're not my mother, but you look like her. And I was crying, and she just reached out and hugged me and said, I get it. I of course lost my mother too. Mm-hmm. And so just in those moments, so of course, when you have that written down, mm-hmm. it can live in your heart, but also that memory could certainly help someone else through their own time.
Mm-hmm.
I think your book is just so precious and so timely, given that right now we are all, you know, as a nation and as a world going through so much stress and tragedy with the pandemic that we're facing. And there is a lot of grieving going on.
Mm-hmm. Because we're grieving the change in our day-to-day. We're grieving maybe seeing people that we can't be seeing right now. There is so much loss right now, but if we can find something in that, and I think writing can help us do that, to find, I mean, I'm doing a gratitude at the end of each of my journal entries, because I'm having to remind myself of what I do have and what I'm grateful for each day. So yes, so this is a time when we can be using writing and reaching out to other people, whether we write letters, whether we journal, whatever it is. And that's one way we still can reach out to people who are maybe stuck at home, is writing them a letter, drop them a card, saying thank you. You know, we can find some good in all of, and in this loss, we can find some good, and we can find some gain too.
And I really have to thank you for mentioning that piece about we have lost during the COVID-19 pandemic, right? We have mm-hmm. lost routine, and so many people, we have lost connection. And for people to realize that there is some grieving going on right now, and if you are feeling sad and lonely and isolated and angry and depressed, mm-hmm. that these are all normal pieces. Would you agree, Mary?
Oh, yes. I felt kind of silly the other day. I stopped at the grocery store on the way to work when I was still working, going into work instead of working from home. And I felt kind of silly as a certified grief counselor and somebody who should know better, to sit in the car crying after I got to work and thinking, what? Why are you crying? What is wrong? And it was because at the store, there was toilet paper. I wasn't crying because there was toilet paper. I was crying because this older man looked so confused in the aisle as to why I said, are you okay? Is there something I can help you with? Because I thought he couldn't reach the toilet paper or whatever. He says, my wife died a week ago and I don't know what to buy. And it's just like, and I said, and then your heart, you just want to help this person. And I thought, this is what we can do. We can help each other. So I said, do you have coffee? Do you have bread? Do you know, I'm just trying to help him figure out what he might need. And so I was crying because I thought it is a loss. It's a double, triple loss for him, because not only did he lose a spouse, but he doesn't know what to buy. He doesn't know what she was buying, probably. And then not only that, but to go to a store and find the empty shelves or, you know, things, how confusing that would be, how hard it was for him. And you just want to, yeah. So it's just, but that's where we can, you know, we can help other people. It's, hey, if you see toilet paper and you know somebody needs it, buy it, pick it up and drop it off at their house, but don't fill your whole cart with it.
Absolutely. A little bit of common sense on that piece. But I love that you shared that image of mm-hmm. the man who had lost his wife, because mm-hmm. that really contains so much mm-hmm. of the, he's lost his mm-hmm. rock, his partner, his wife, mm-hmm. his routine. And then you put that amidst the general sense of loss and confusion, and certainly we are all feeling mm-hmm. the uncertainty, right? And mm-hmm. how it is important to, you know, going back to the topic of your book, Expressive Writing for Healing, journal your way from grief to hope. This is a time that we could all stand to really slow down and do a bit of journaling and reflecting, so that we're not being reactive, we aren't hoarding, we aren't getting mm-hmm. into a panic state, but so that we can really realize that we are looking at loss here. Mm-hmm. Let's hope it's temporary loss on many, many levels.
Yes.
But it is loss nonetheless.
Well, I had talked to a friend last week and he said, and this was before too much had hit the fan, I should say. He said, this is more than contagion of an illness. This is contagion of fear. And he says, and this is a mental health. This is going to be a mental health crisis. And I guess me sitting in the parking lot crying over a little man in the aisle who's lost in so many ways shows it affects your mental health. And if I can do something, and I spent this morning, because I have today off, just writing letters, because I thought I'm going to reach out to people, let them know how much they mean to me. I journaled, you know, so it's just, that was my meditative practice. And maybe we need to find that in all of this.
Absolutely. And just again, slowing down, connect with yourself, connect with others, really good self-care. And I think this is also a really perfect opportunity for people to be creative in ways that perhaps they haven't had time before, to make those collages, to do those doodles and the oil mm-hmm. painting and the watercoloring, and be able to process some of the energy that's getting bottled up inside. And so I thank you so much for being with me today, Mary. It has been such a joy and such a pleasure. Where can our guests find you?
You can find me on marypotterkenyon.com. That's my website. And you can find me on Facebook, Mary Potter Kenyon. I'm on LinkedIn, Mary Potter Kenyon, Instagram, Mary Potter Kenyon. Instagram's still new for me, but I'm just getting into it. It's fun. And you can find, I have a new book coming out in the fall about creativity. So it fits right in there, The Call to Be Creative in September. So besides the expressive writing for healing and my Refined by Fire.
We talk together, learn together, play, work, eat together, we laugh together, heal together, and we love forever when we read together.